You're listening to the Nurtured Empath Podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness.
Welcome to Ask Your Angels. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. I'm an intuitive counsellor, certified EFT practitioner, and a spiritual teacher. So this is your weekly opportunity to flex those intuitive muscles, to really tune in and see what message that the angels have for you for this week. So as I say every week, it's really just tuning in and just feeling into which card feels right for you. As I show you the card, sometimes it's good to close your eyes. You don't need to see the card with your physical eyes to know which one's right for you. The angels are going to share that with you in a number of different ways. So just tune in and let's see which card has a message for you for this week. All right, this is card number one. And card number two. And card number three. And finally, card number four. All right, so just pop in the comments wherever you're watching this, which card did you feel drawn to? And if you'd like, share with us, how did that message come through for you? So did you hear it? Did you see it? Did you just feel it? Did you just know it, but you don't know how you knew it? Share that with us, because that's always really interesting for everybody. All right, for those of you that are drawn to card number one, you are getting a message from the Joy Guides, and it's all about celebration. So what's really coming through for you from your angels about this? And you can see the angels over the top here. This celebration is about you. This is about celebrating you. And what they're telling me is you've been doing some work lately on yourself, and they want me to congratulate you on that and really bring your attention to what you've been doing. Because, you know, on our spiritual journey, as we're growing spiritually, as we're growing as a soul, it's not easy. And I say this to my private clients all the time. If you're a private client of mine, you will know this is something I've said to you. Is that this is not for the faint-hearted. Deep healing is not for the faint-hearted. Growing spiritually is not for the faint-hearted, because it is challenging. It's challenging on a number of different levels. You know, our physical body gets affected by it sometimes. You know, spiritually we're growing, and it can be challenging because sometimes we face challenges along the way that feel like we're pushing a rock up a hill, and that's all part of our soul growth. But what's important for you, and the message that's coming through for you this week, is congratulations. Let's celebrate you. Let's celebrate all that you have achieved and all of the work that you have been doing. Because I know the things that I ask of you aren't always easy. I know the things that I ask of you can be hard to do day in and day out. But you also know those things that I've asked of you, especially if you're one of my private clients, you feel the difference. You see the difference in your life. You see the difference in your energy and the energy of those around you, because the little things that you're doing day in and day out. Congratulate yourself today. Celebrate yourself today in whatever way that comes for you, as a reminder of everything that you've been doing to take care of you. All right, for those of you that are drawn to card number two, you are getting a message from the Master Teacher, and it's all about discipline. This is going to follow along from the previous card. I just know it. I can feel it already. So what was I just saying? I know the things I ask of you are not easy to do. I know the things I ask of you to do in and day out can be hard, can be challenging. Comes from discipline, right? So if you haven't worked with me before, you may not know the things that I'm talking about. So we're talking about daily journaling. We're talking about taking time for meditation. We're talking about getting out in nature and really grounding that energy. We're talking about EFT tapping. All of those things are taking care of you on a spiritual level, on a physical level, on a mental level, on an emotional level, all of the levels. All of those things are helping you with that. They're going to help you to feel better. They're going to help to cleanse that energy. They're going to help to protect that energy, that beautiful sensitive energy that you have. But it takes discipline. And like I said, this isn't for the faint-hearted. And I talk about this with my private clients all the time, that it does take dedication, that it does take discipline, that you have to meet me and your angels and your guides halfway. You have to do the things. Otherwise, we don't see any changes. If you want to see change, you've got to make change. So you have to be disciplined. And the reason that you're getting this card, I would think, is that maybe that's dropped by the wayside. Maybe some of the things that I've taught here on, you know, social media, but also, as I say, if you're a private client of mine, maybe they've fallen by the wayside. You know what? We're all human. That happens. It happens to me too. Sometimes I start feeling a bit yucky, a bit heavy, and I'm like, hang on a second, I haven't done my journaling for a few days, or I haven't got to my meditation for one reason or another. And I notice that within my energy field. So discipline is the word for you for this week. All right, for those of you drawn to card number 3, you are getting the higher self. It's all about decisions. Now, what I'm being shown for you is that you are struggling to make decisions. It's something that you just find really hard to do for yourself, is what I'm being shown. That you are constantly looking outside of you for those answers. You are going to other people and you are putting their opinions above your own. But what you've been shown and your higher self is asking of you is to turn inside, to work from the inside out instead of the outside in. Because if we're asking other people to help us make decisions all the time, and there's nothing wrong with getting support and guidance, absolutely, but it has to come back to you, to your energy, to your belief system, and what it is that you feel is right in that situation. So I've got a lot of energy moving at the moment. It's coming up through me. That's interesting. I've got energy coming up through here and it's getting stuck in my throat. And that's interesting because we're talking about decisions and we're talking about, there goes my voice. We're talking about our voice and being able to speak the truth, being able to trust in that truth for yourself. And that's very much what the angels are guiding to. Obviously, they've brought it to my throat. So there's energy sitting in my throat right now. So my voice has gone a bit croaky. Sorry. So really understanding that we have to come into that inside world. And I know we talked a lot about this on the full moon reading that I did as well. You can check that out on YouTube. That, you know, it's about that inner world and beautifying that inner world with Archangel Jophiel. If you're struggling with that still, I encourage you to watch that video again. As I say, it is on my YouTube channel. And really start to connect in with Archangel Jophiel and get her to help you to start to clear out that energy that may be stuck, that's stopping you from making those decisions and stopping you from trusting within yourself and knowing that you have the answers that are right for you. So I hope that rings a bell with you this week. All right, for those of you drawn to card number 4, you are getting a message from the Holy Spirit, and it's all about family. So what I'm feeling for this card for you is, it's all about a gathering. And it's not necessarily, you know, the family that you were born into. What I'm seeing is a gathering of familiar souls. And you might just meet someone one day and all of a sudden you just feel like you've known them forever. Have you had that experience? I know I have. And when we have that experience, what that is it's like our soul family coming back together. So it won't necessarily be our blood relatives. It may be people that you just come across in life. And like I say, it feels like you've met them before. And you may have been with them in a previous life because they're part of your soul family. And it just feels right. You just click together, even though you've only known each other for a few minutes. And that is what I'm being shown for you this week, is to remind you that even if being a part of your blood family has been challenging, that's not the be-all and end-all. Your soul family is here too. Start to call them in. Start to be open to these other souls coming into your life. You know, they may come in as friends. You may just meet them while you're out shopping one day. You might be out on a walk and you just say hello to them as you walk past. And you just feel something from them. You feel that energy. Start to be open to that. Start to call it in. And don't worry if your blood family isn't able to provide that for you. Mine isn't, and that's okay. But I've got lots of other people around me that are my soul family. All of you that have come across me here. You are part of my soul family or you wouldn't be here. So it's just giving you, I guess it's permission to look outside of that blood family. It's okay. Doesn't mean there's anything wrong with them. Doesn't mean they've necessarily done anything wrong. It's just you may not connect on a soul level, and that's okay. So I really trust that these messages have helped you this week, and I'd love to hear in the comments how they've resonated with you, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time.
Would you like more time and energy? 7 Days to Zen, the Self-Care Bible, is your roadmap to feeling light and energized. Self-care strategies that work for you, giving you more time and energy. So sign up today. The link is in the show notes. And you can connect with me on all the socials at Nicole Ivins EFT, or to learn more about working with me privately, visit my website, nicoleivins.com.